As a young reporter, Robert St. John was thrashed by some of Al Capone's thugs in Chicago. He went on to cover the Blitz of London, the surrender of Japan, was shot and wounded by German troops in Yugoslavia. He wrote 23 books, including the best-selling From the Land of Silent People and Foreign Correspondent, reported from 88 countries, lived to be 100, and he wrote a love note to his wife every day. Robert St. John made all other reporters and husbands look lazy. He died in 2003. Every day for the more than 40 years that he and his wife Ruth were together, Bob would rise early and compose a note or poem for her and tape it to their bathroom mirror. Dedicated Love was written in 1965. We seem to be no longer standing firm on the desert's floor, but to be floating weightless between earth and sky like stars, or that crescent creature, the pale, silent moon. The great light seemed to envelop the entire wide expanse of the desert. Then it narrowed greatly, becoming smaller, brighter, and much more concentrated, until it held just us two in the heart of its great beam. Softly, oh, so deep and rich and good, a voice in my ear whispered, "You are not alone." As we two stood thus, overwhelmed by beauty of every sort, we had the consummate sense of feeling and knowing that though separated by inches, we were actually joined as one. We sense now, without a spoken word, that we not only were in perfect communion, each with the other, but that we were in miraculous contact with all the facets of nature and with God. Ruth St. John says that her husband lived as if he expected to reach 120. He died after he asked her to go out for some ice cream. She found him stretched out peacefully on a sofa, smiling, waiting for her and ice cream. Certainly they had occasional disagreements and stale patches in all their years together, but not a day went by, not a half day really, in which they didn't tell each other and remind themselves that they loved each other. Ruth St. John has an active life now, filled with friends, but she keeps Bob's notes and poems in scores of white and brown envelopes, which she opens to warm herself. Not just with memories, but fresh discoveries and new delight in her husband. In so many ways, almost all of the important ones, they are still together. A great love story can also be a beguiling mystery. In this vast and chancy universe, how do some people find that one other person meant for them? Is that person even there? Ruth St. John says, "I just wish that everyone could find the kind of love we had."